Basically, what he does is make sure that all of the parts that go into DoD systems that also contain software come from assured sources. In other words, systems are made of chips. Chips have software in them. And the DoD buys a lot of what they call application-specific integrated circuits. These are custom-designed circuits, and they're custom because they have DoD software in them. And then someone makes the chip, puts the software in it, ships the chip to a manufacturer. They put it in a box. The box goes to DoD. The box goes on to an airplane or a tank or inside somewhere in a system. And if that supply chain from the person that makes that chip all the way to the person that puts it in the box and then mounts it on the DoD platform is not a secure chain, then there's the danger someone could alter that piece of software between the foundry, which could be anywhere in the world, and the ultimate user that is the Defense Department.
So he is making sure that that supply chain remains secure from birth to use?
That's right. He tries to establish the policies and make sure that the supply chain hygiene, if you will, that's followed throughout DoD is a safe one. And because, you know, the parts come from all over the world, and so that's why they call it the Globalization Task Force, because a lot of chip foundries are outside of the United States. And so when you send, it's almost like sending in a prescription for glasses. They create software that has to run on these systems, and they send it to the chip maker who burns it into the chip. And so that's called a custom IC. Well, if someone gets a hold of that software somewhere in that supply chain, they could add logic bombs or they could reverse engineer it and find out functionality that the DoD would like to keep secret. So that's what he's concerned with.
So it has to start with the people who make those chips. It has to start.
Absolutely.
Does he have to go, or does somebody have to go vet those places and make sure that those places are on the up and up too?
Yes, ultimately they have to audit their suppliers.
We've heard a lot about counterfeit chips and the risk therein. Is this a sort of thing that he's battling, and has he encountered any really scary, hair-raising type stories?
Well, so far they say it's mostly a potential problem, but the DoD has had the problem of counterfeit chips. And what a counterfeit chip is, it works. It may have a function, but somewhere along the line that chip was stolen and the name rubbed off and something else put on. And so counterfeit chips may work, they may not work, they might be from the gray market.
They may work for a while.
They might work for a while, they may not have been tested properly. And it's a big problem from Silicon Valley in commercial hardware as much as it is in DoD software. And so it's something that the prosecutors in Silicon Valley and other places work with the local police, and now the federal government has to make sure that chips are really known, the supply chain is known from the foundry to the eventual installation in gear.
And when you talk about the installation in gear, are we talking about specifically DoD, specifically DHS, throughout the federal government? Where do these chips go?
Well, the chips go into anything that's electronic.
So the whole federal government?
The entire federal government. DoD has a special program because some of the boxes it buys are unique to DoD. But anyone who is buying a piece of equipment, whether it's a router or a computer or a supercomputer or anything computer controlled, and that's just about anything nowadays, has to make sure that the supply chain of all the parts and suppliers that end up in that piece of finished equipment is in fact certifiable.
He can't do this all by himself. He must have a team.
There's a whole team. Yeah, I mean, there's a task force, and they work with the CIOs throughout the DoD, but he's kind of the point man on understanding the risks and how to develop a supply chain that the DoD feels is safe.
And did he tell you anything that surprised you?
Well, I was surprised that they actually go back to the foundry and make sure that the foundry is the place where they take raw silicon wafers and turn them into chips. And so so that's where it all starts, and they go back that far. And foundries are all over the world. A lot of them are still in the United States. That's one area of manufacturing we still have in the U.S., but a great deal of custom chips are made. Singapore, Thailand, there's foundries all over the world, and that silicon ends up in our equipment.